When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, legit batters. We don't really do ads, but if you feel the need to support our dumb show, you can subscribe on Rockfin for all of our shows, plus bonus member shows, or on Patreon for audio versions. Oh my god, this sounds so scripted. It's terrible.
No, read it like that the whole time.
No, I can't.
Yes, do it.
Okay, or click on the affiliate link in the notes to support awesome companies. I don't know who wrote these notes. Oh, yeah, it's me. If you don't feel like sending bullshit fiat currency to us, just share the show with a friend or give us a rating or review. You know, standard podcast shit.
Actually, that could be said without the radio voice.
Oh. Well, maybe I'll put in a fart noise. But we also accept sweet nothings in the form of DMs or emails. Seriously.
That's actually more appreciated. We don't need your money. We just want laughs.
We don't need your money. It'd be cool. But I mean, if you don't want to buy us a beer, that's fine. You can just say, hey, you guys are awesome. Or say, you guys suck. Those are funny too.
No, it's like hanging out. When you go out and hang out with your friends at a show, just say you're at a concert. Would you be more excited that they were there and that you got to spend time with them? Or if they bought you a beer? I guess it would depend on your alcohol dependency levels. But
yeah,
we don't have that. We are just excited to be hanging out with you guys. That's it.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show and support however you fucking want. Thank you.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
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 Testies.
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Put him in there.
I don't know shit about
it.
Fuck.
I love Leia.
I like sucking.
Ow!
Legit Bat Podcast.
Bono.
Brighton. Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Fuck off.
That's that talk you talked about. I'm in Rockfin, because that's sometimes an issue. Rockfin does work for the most part. We've had very few problems. Had more problems with OBS. Are you okay? All right, and we are live.
Oh, well, I'm just going to pause. I'm going to wait for like 5 seconds because my intro music is playing, and then I'm going to introduce you all on your show, which will be weird and amazing.
That's fine.
It's amazing that we can even simul-stream.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Okay, another 10 seconds. Then I swear to God, I'm going straight into the intro.
Here, we'll just do this for... Our audio isn't live on your stream right now, is it?
It will be in 1 second. Sweet eternal balance of all that is good, true, and beautiful friends. Tonight on Rogue Ways and on Legit Bat, we are simulcasting somehow for the first time ever. You are on my show. I don't know how this has happened or why it hasn't happened sooner, but I'm so happy to have you guys here with the epic crew at Legit Bat Podcast. We have John, Jen, Lene, and Ben with us tonight, and this lovely quattro, can you call it that?
Yeah.
Whatever you call that. Of human beings are here bringing hilarity, irreverence, depth of thought, and insight, cutting analysis, and some good old dick and fart jokes to the wide world of conspiracy and questioning podcasts, and they do it in style. Welcome all y'all to the show tonight. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. We've had you on the show. I thought we were on your show. I think
maybe you were, and I couldn't find it.
There's too many now. I can't keep track of
them. It doesn't matter. We had amazing conversations with you, so we never even thought to like care about.
Oh, good, because I seriously went searching. I was like, they had to have been, but I couldn't find it. And so if it exists, I'm glad. But yeah, like you said, we've done many shows together on your channel, on Day Zero, on other things. So it's all good. I'm glad you guys are here tonight. I do want to tell everybody, if they didn't already catch it, that we were just broadcasting on your channel. If you're a Rockfin subscriber, you can go check that out. That was a lot of fun. We had a blast. And also, you're on every podcast app, right? So it's not just Rockfin. You can find Legit Bet everywhere. And so go get the pre-party in. And while you're at it, go check out the new shirt designs. They are on TeePublic. If you need to get a link to that, it is on my site at rogueways.org. It's also on my Linktree, linktr.ee/LindseySharman. And finally, last thing I'll say is there is a sale right now on Orgone in the shop for Mother's Day. So if you're looking for the perfect Mother's Day gift, they are beautiful Lotus. Orgone Lotus votives are my favorite. There's also pillars. There's also pendants. There's all kinds of beautiful stuff to get for your mama. And there is a discount if you use the coupon code Blessed Mother. So if you want to grab a piece of Orgone for her, she'll love it. And you get a discount. And I'm going to ask you guys the pointless question of the episode, which is this. What country would you most like to live in should you ever flee the crumbling empire that is the U.S.? Everybody has to answer now.
Just for Ireland or Scotland.
Nice.
For ease of travel, probably Mexico, and just try to stay out of the cartel areas. If you have like $5,000 in Mexico, you can live like a king for quite some time. So,
and you can even pay off the cartels. So.
Yeah. What about you?
I would want to live in South America somewhere.
Nicaragua,
Argentina. I want to know what South America looks like. Never been, barely have seen it. So,
Argentina is supposed to be one of the most freedom-oriented places you can go. Like, a lot of the expat community there is, like, anarchist, libertarian, Bitcoin, like, all that kind of stuff. And the descent of, you know, the Nazi party is also there. So it's just, like, a good variety.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, you know what? I have blonde hair and blue eyes, so I think I'm safe on that.
You'll fit in.
It's gorgeous there, and even if I get bitten by some sort of poisonous snake or bug and die, at least I would have gotten to see it.
I like it. I like it.
I would probably pick Switzerland.
Why Switzerland? Hmm.
Switzerland has one of the best economies, flat out. They give you a gun when you turn 18. You have to have 2 years of military to graduate high school. Everything that I've read on them economically and politically has been, they're really big on education. They push that really hard. As a lot of other countries do, except the US, you know, they actually teach their kids shit. So I don't know, Switzerland, I know Sweden is okay, but, Switzerland I'd probably pick.
Yeah. I mean, just waiting for the guy that's like, oh, it's because Davos is there. You shill, but we'll get that.
Yeah. Like, we see what you're really all about. Yeah, Switzerland, you know, I imagine because they're that cool, they probably have really strict immigration and border control.
Very.
So it might be hard to go there, which is makes it more desirable, actually. It's funny because we could probably find a bunch of woke liberals who would praise Switzerland and not know all the things that you just said.
Well, and their thing with immigration is that they're like, the whole idea is that they won't let you become a permanent citizen and move there permanently unless you're offering the country something by moving there, which I'm like, yeah, instead of a bunch of freeloaders, you actually have to do something to go there and be accepted as part of the.
I remember when I was still a really leftist liberal sort of person that I, you know, did the same thing that everyone does, where I was like, I'm going to move to Canada because Canada is so amazingly better than us. And so I'm going to go there. And then I found out that you like have to have a minimum of $50,000 in liquid assets, aside from any debt you may have also. And that's when they'll start considering you. And I was like, oh, you can't just go. You can't just move to any country that you want. I don't know if things have changed there or not, because they seem to just let in anyone now. but
you could probably just jump across the border. They're not going to notice you. They're on horses. I mean, well, yeah. You know, the
Mounties.
Isn't the blue control the Mounties? Yeah.
I think the horses themselves have more authority than the people riding them.
Probably. More rights, too.
Yes.
Hey, where would you want to move to?
Who, me or Lene?
No, Lene.
Ah.
Oh, I do want to know where you want to move to. Ireland.
Oh, that's right. Oh, but you, okay. Sorry. All right, Lindsay.
I didn't even think, I always do this. I ask the pointless question of everyone else and then I don't think of an answer for myself. But I really, really have a hankering to live in Japan. I think it's probably mostly misguided. Like, my idea of Japan is that they have this very efficient society and culture, and that, you know, their nature is still intact there, but they also have all of the, like, super, super modern, right, living and amenities. And they also seem to have a lot of houses. This is what I was looking into, because someone at a show we were at tipped us off to it. He's like, I help people move to Japan. If you guys ever want to move to Japan, let me know. And I was like, I could actually teach there. I have all the right certifications and everything to teach, like, a pretty high level of school there. But they have all these houses, is what he was pointing out, that are basically abandoned, but they're like Japanese houses out in the woods and stuff. And I'm like, what is happening there? Because I hear this about a lot of places in Europe too, where there's a lot of farmland and like old houses that are just out in kind of the middle of nowhere that have been abandoned. You can go move there for free or cheap. And sometimes the government is like encouraging people to go to these places so that more people will live in rural areas, grow food and do that type of stuff. So that kind of turned me on to possibly moving to Japan someday. But I don't know if I want to be that close to China. China is a terrifying place.
I didn't even know there was woods in Japan. I thought it was all skyscrapers.
It's mostly nature. Mostly. Go ahead.
No, the haunted woods in Japan, like what you're saying, there's a lot of nature out there and a lot of it is kind of haunted. So I wonder if these places are those abandoned homes are abandoned for a reason, I guess.
Yeah, that's I assume there is a reason why people don't live in it, either of those places, like the European ones or the Japanese ones or anywhere else. But at the same time, I don't know. There's like the allure of the city, and there has been for so long, which I know is created, indoctrinated. You know, it's like they wanted people to abandon the rural areas and come to the cities because you have more control that way. But I don't know. So maybe people are caught up in that, you know, love of the city, even though I find cities to be disturbing and gross personally.
How is Japan with white people? Do they like Westerners?
If you're like a tall white male, people will just like flock to you and be like, what? Which I don't know what it's like as a female or not being blonde. I just know blonde tall people who have gone and reported that. And when I went to China, I've been to China twice, and especially the first time it like freaked me out, because we would get off our tour bus. It's the only time, by the way, that I would do a tour bus is in China, because China terrifies me, as I've said. But I got off the tour bus and people would like come up to me and be like, in Chinese, but like pantomiming, like, can I take your picture? And I'm like, what, like with you? And they're like, no, like just you. And I'm like, why? Like, sure, I guess. And then like, and then someone was explaining to me like, yeah, that's probably going to go on their wall, like actually. And I'm like, just a picture of me? And they're like, why? Yeah. And they like, because they never see white people. They rarely see white. So if you're very cultured and you're in the cities, especially like Shanghai and Beijing, like you probably have. But even if you get like slightly outside and even in the city, sometimes people are they're visiting Beijing and Shanghai for some of the first times in their life. So they're not used to big cities. They're not used to like multicultural anything. And then they see you and they're like, oh, my God, my first white person. It's like, I can't imagine. But yeah, so it's really, really weird. So yeah. I was like, I guess I'm a superstar in China. I'm really amazing and everyone wants to be around me. It's super weird. That's
funny. Well, you can't imagine a lot of white people are over there like, who's like, I'm gonna take a vacation to China. Like, that sounds like the opposite of a vacation, so I get it.
Yeah, it's like Chris Porter saying you're gonna take a vacation to Iran. It's like, that's just a bad idea. Like, nobody wants to vacation in Iran, especially as a white American. I'm not saying all of China's like that. I'm just saying most of China's like that.
They're like fascinated by you. They're like, this actually exists. This person is real. One guy like shoved his baby into my hands. He's like, hold the baby. I'm like, okay. I'm like holding his baby and he's like taking pictures so he can like show wow. his baby someday. Like, you were held by a white person.
Wow. That's weird.
Yeah.
Did it's they weird. Not have That's TV? Really like, they have to have seen us on TV before.
I
CCP audits things really hard, and they make sure they're very, you know, clear on what they want people to see.
Yep, they're like, this is all—it's all state sponsored. It's all propaganda or pro China or whatever. Well, so Joe, I'm sure.
Joe, it would be like if you never left Reading in your life, but you heard that across the water somewhere there was a race of people that was blue. And you saw them on movies and shit like that, but all of a sudden, a random blue person is walking through Raley's in Reading. You'd be like, oh my fucking God, I want a picture with you, hold my kids, hold me. I'm going to put this on my wall. Like,
hold me. Yeah.
Hold me, blue person.
It was very strange. It was very unexpected. The other unexpected thing was how very, different being rich is there. So we actually went to a real person's house. Someone was calling me on Facebook. I didn't know I had Facebook still open. So we went to a person's house and they were very wealthy. They lived in the heart of Beijing. Their apartment was smaller. My house is like 700 something. It's almost 800 square feet. It's very small by my standards. And their house was even smaller than that. They had 5 people living in it. We have 2 and it's like already uncomfortable for me. They had 5 people living in it and like every square centimeter of space was like very efficient and useful in like 5 different ways. And everything was like it worked somehow. And they had us over as guests and fed us. And that was being rich in Beijing.
Huh.
Crazy. Which I've heard about Japan too. I don't know. I've heard about like their little tube hotels where you just like slide in and sleep and then like slide back out
that
again.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. Those are the parts I don't want to see.
It's like being buried alive. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
I think part of it is like then you hear stories like that and you go, yeah, never mind about Switzerland or any of the other places that we mentioned. It's all right. I'm good. I'm good where I'm at.
Yeah, culture, why should we leave? Shock. They're the ones that suck.
Yeah, so let's just make sure that we are the ones who stay in the empire and the government and the rich corporate interests, they all leave the U.S.
Yeah, right.
Or leave is a loose term.
I mean, through a wood chipper is fine.
Yes.
I'm not saying how you have to leave.
Right, exactly. I just this whole world would be all right, too.
Yes, liberty.
Leave this entire dimension.
I don't know if I shared this with you guys before, but I kept getting in trouble on Twitter for talking about murdering people or people being killed and supporting their death. And so I found a way to get around the censorious Twitter and say liberate from their body. So if you you can liberate people from their bodies, and that's okay with Twitter. So free if anyone us. Needs to know, right.
Free you from the mortal coil.
Yes. Slough it off. Go on your merry way.
Okay. Well, I need to ask you this then. Speaking of Twitter, what do you think of this whole Elon Musk possibly buying it out for the amount of $43 billion and talking about he's a free speech absolutist and went on TED and kind of explained what it was that he was talking about, which I can't say I disagreed with really anything that he said. But I would like to know your guys' thoughts on that.
You guys want to go first?
No, you go first.
At first I was like, yeah, that'd be cool. Like, we could finally have free speech. I don't even really use Twitter that much. Like, I suck at it. And I don't really understand it.
I've never had an account.
I have it, and I try to use it somewhat. But especially when Facebook bans me for 30 days for telling that psycho that she's a psycho. That one that tells you not to have books, that Asian lady. I just said, who is this psycho? Burn her. And I got banned for 30 days. So so now I'm on Twitter more. But anyways, at first I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool if we could have more free speech on Twitter and be like less shadow banned and whatever. But I understand that Elon Musk is either, a really just useful idiot, which is unlikely, or he's been a lifetime actor and has always been in the hands of the maneuvering elite. And so this is like a planned bounce back from the far left, radical left, you know, bumbling, pants pooping president and all of this censorship and overreach into people wanting more freedom and whatever. And so they're going to have people like Elon Musk who come in and are like, yeah, I'll totally support you guys. And I'm going to like be the one that wins you your rights back and gets you this freedom. But if you look at what he actually is planning, it's terrifying. Remember, this is the guy that wants to put brain implants in you and control you. And he like literally from AI and whatever, make you a robot. And he is saying that he wants to make every person a blue check mark. So there's no like tiered, you know, society on Twitter. But in order to do that, he has to verify that you're a human. So he'd get rid of all the bots and he'd level the playing field. But so how does he verify that you're a human? But then you have to have it attached to something, either an implanted chip or, you know, your biometrics that you're giving up to them.
All the fire hydrants. You just pick out all the fire hydrant pictures. And
but if everyone, but if everyone has a blue check mark, who cares? There's a certain, you know, notoriety with having the blue check mark. Oh, this person is legit. They're famous. They have a ton of fault. Whatever, you know, thoughts they want to put in our heads when we see the blue check mark. But if everybody has one, why not just remove them altogether? And then there's no verification needed because it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. If you have a Twitter account, you're automatically a human in who you say you are. There's no need for check marks.
But he's right that there are all these bots. There's bot farms, right? There's like people who have multiple accounts and stuff. So he's not wrong. And people are sick of that. You know, you'll have a thread and like I posted something about China not that long ago, and like 10 random Chinese people were like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. China is great. And I'm like, yeah, you're totally a real person. Like, good job. Like, very much a bot. So it is, people know that. And so he's speaking to what people actually want. But it's, I think it's part of like the plan to get your digital identity and your online identity merged together, and to get you using it more and more, to get you accepting it, and possibly to get you implanting it. That's my take on the Musk thing with Twitter.
I don't even know what to think about it because I don't know what to think of him. Kind of like you were saying, either he's a lifetime actor or he's there's something called a created person. Have you heard that term at all? Where like Obama or like they're like groomed from a young age to be what they're going to be.
Adam. Kind of like that, Adam, yeah.
Lanza. But yeah, I don't know. There's so many weird things about his growing up and his past and his dad with the Emerald Mine and just all the shit. And then he hasn't really done a whole lot. He just has a lot of money and it makes it look like he's doing a lot and it makes it look like he's super smart, but all he's doing is hiring people. He's like, I have an idea, let's drill holes under LA. And do you think he's actually down? No, he hires engineers and people to do that.
I completely disagree with that. And here's the third option that I think that he might actually be what he says he is, and he's gonna fucking die soon. So my thing is that with everything that he's talked about, like when he was on that recent TED Talk where he kind of unraveled his plans for Twitter, I think it was like a week or so ago, they asked him, yeah, he actually is doing the blueprints in engineering. Yes, he works with the team for perspective, but like he even said, he goes, I spent 3 years sleeping on the factory floor of Tesla plants all over the place. One, because I wanted my workers to see the guy who created the company sleeping on the floor, putting in the work. He goes, I've been through every machine in almost most of those plants. I know them inside and out. I know every car part that goes into a Tesla inside and out, because I don't want to be a CEO that's pushing money. And that's it. Whether or not that is all the way true, because this is where I end up having an issue with us going down the rabbit hole, is you can go down the rabbit hole to infinity. But the thing with the analogy of the rabbit hole is that she always came back out of the rabbit hole where reality was at. So my thing is that I'm like, I don't necessarily think he's a good dude. When it comes to the AI, I've heard conversations in the last year of him saying, I'm trying to tell everybody to slow down on the AI because pushing AI is extremely dangerous. And then Joe Rogan asked him, well, then why are you creating your own? And he said, well, one, because if they end up weaponizing AI, I want to know how to take it down. Again, whether or not you want to believe that or not, I don't know. Anybody who's in the limelight is, as we've talked about, just kind of either controlled opposition, or they're a piece of shit, or they're bot, or this, that, and the other.
I don't know if he's one of those. I think that a third option could be he actually is trying to use his money to make those effective changes coming from somewhere out of America. But I don't think that that's going to last long if he is. It's either that or is exactly what you guys said he is. He's bought or he's pushing an agenda for control. I don't know. I do like what he has said that he's going to lay out, but we'll see if that fucking happens. And I'm not like sold on the Elon Musk train.
My whole thing is there was a meme I saw today, and as you know, I get all of my news from memes, but it made sense. The same people that were like, don't trust Bill Gates' vaccine, he's going to microchip us, are welcoming Elon Musk's Neuralink. Like, yes. That dude's doing that too.
He's our savior.
It just seems weird that the same people that were against, you know, being chipped and tracked and all that are like, yeah, Elon Musk, go do your thing. Give me some chips in my brain, you know?
Yeah. Well, he is, you know, one of the most successful African Americans that we can point to, so that he has that going for him. The thing that makes me, so I used to be madly in love with him, like on a conceptual level. I was just like, man, this guy's like changing the world. He's saving the world. He's like leveling the playing field and PayPal's amazing and all this stuff. And then I slowly got, you know, blackpilled to the truth about him. And one of the things that drives me insane is that, you know, the Tesla thing, like there, he is smart enough to know that there is no benefit to our environment from having electric cars. Mm-hmm. There's no benefit to switching from coal fuel power, fossil fuels or whatever almost you want to call them to batteries. The batteries are bad. He knows that we can't even keep producing these batteries because we're running out of the rare earth materials needed to create them. So we can't even transition to into this electric utopia, but he's still there pushing that image and promoting that lie. So that's disturbing to me.
He straight up said in that TED talk, he goes, I don't think everybody understands. And he was talking to both sides. He's like, I don't think the left understands what is going to need to happen to turn it over into a renewable energy country or world. He goes, because in the time that it takes to create what is necessary to actually sustain renewable energy, you'll be producing expendable energy resources and renewable energy resources at the same time, sending the amount of raw materials that we currently have both for current use until it's ready and then everything necessary to get it ready. And shortly after, as the other peters out, he goes, the amount of destruction in that alone towards the environment is huge. He was like, but he goes, it would literally take everybody at the same time getting on board to do this. And then we can talk about switching over to just renewable energy. But I've said it a million times too. When I was in the solar industry, one solar panel and the crystals made to create and link the diodes that actually absorb and excite them, those crystals, whether mono or poly, will never pay for itself in renewable green energy in the 20-year warranty they have versus the destruction it took to create the panel itself. Same with batteries.
Yeah. It's just this big lie of the greenwashing, right? And he's
absolutely.
I guess if he says that, but I think he would say something like that in order to get us to go, oh, he gets it, or he's on our side, or whatever. And you're right. I could be totally wrong. He could be like actually pretty cool, or actually intending to do good things, creating AI for some reason. Even though, like you said, he's creating it to possibly take back like the bad AI or take over the bad AI.
That could be a whole lie to be ahead of the race.
Well, because he said once, and this was also on, I don't know what show actually, but it was on TV when I saw it in a bar. I was like drinking in a bar, and I saw Elon fucking Musk come up.
You're on that motherfucker.
Fall over and start twizzing out and puking. But he was like, you know, AI is going to see us the same way we see ants. And so when we're inviting it in and we're creating it, we are literally creating our own destruction. There's no way that we can keep up with them, which is part of why he wants Neuralink, because he believes that if we have Neuralink, we might be able to stay like enhanced enough or connected enough to be somewhat on par with whatever AI ends up being. I'm like, that none of that makes sense to me. It would make more sense than if you put your efforts and all of your money into destroying every like server you could find, or like creating the most brilliant hackers to go like take down whatever. And I don't know. But I guess if I, you know that whole idea of like there's always like the lackeys and like the foot soldiers and various like bad guy movies and stuff. Yeah, the henchmen. And I'm always like, why are they like constantly throwing themselves at Batman? Like, it's Batman. Like, you are not going to take down Batman. Even 20 of you are not. And you know that, and you've watched everyone else die. Why are you continuously just throwing yourself at it? And I feel like it's the same mentality as someone like Elon Musk, who's like, well, if I like get in good with the bad guy boss, then like if he wins, then I'm going to like have a place. And I feel like that's Elon Musk. I feel like he's like, yeah, AI is going to take over the world. But if I help it come in, then I'll be like on a higher tier than other slaves.
Yeah. That's a good possibility.
Like everybody else, we just have to wait and see what happens and what other moves he makes. Because I don't even keep track of it that much, just what I hear around the, you know, this whole community. But I mean, we're still waiting on Biden to just keel over in the office and, you know, see what's going on with that. And then you get somebody like Musk who comes. I don't know if it's a distraction because it's so fucking out there in the news right now, along with Johnny Depp's trial. And well, I guess a couple weeks ago it was Will Smith, and that seems to have kind of faded a little bit. But now it's the Johnny Depp trial, and that's right in your face, and Elon Musk buying Twitter. So anything that's front page on anything, I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, I did find an article that CERN fired up.
Oh, there's that too.
Just last week.
Oh, yeah.
But it was not headline news at all. I happened to randomly find it. But we have all this other distraction stuff. I do personally think Elon Musk is a huge distraction. He's never really bashed in the news. He's just kind of looked at with a negative light a little bit sometimes, depending on what the article is. He's eccentric at worst. They don't really talk about him as being this horrible character. So it would make sense for people who are maybe not quite polarized yet. They're trying to pull them onto one side. That's what every news article is to me, in my opinion. They're trying to latch in like, okay, what does this person typically look at? Let's bring him over to this side or the other. It doesn't really matter. They don't want us to be in the middle. But Elon Musk is a huge distraction. Maybe he's doing good things. I think if he was really doing good things, one, he wouldn't have even gotten to where he is right now because they wouldn't let him. And it definitely wouldn't be headline news. I just don't think we'd be allowed to see that unless there is, like Ben said, also some sort of ultimate destruction that's planned for him so that we can all see that you're not allowed to go against the mainstream.
Yeah. Well, Ed, good points. And his parents, his mom or whatever, is constantly like one-eyed lady and all of her photo shoots and whatever. She's a lot like Greta Thunberg's mom. Like, she's like been in the limelight weirdly for a long time. They're very much connected to the elites and have been as a family for a while. The crystal mine or whatever, jewel mine or whatever it was, the emerald mine, like none of that. It's not an accident. So I even wonder if the stories of like him sleeping on the floor and like working on the blueprints and shit are just that they're stories to like mythologize this character of Elon. Ooh, and you know, remember someone found some sort of old story or book or whatever about going to Mars, and the millionaire who made it happen was named Elon.
Yeah,
like
what was that from? I remember that.
I don't know. It wasn't the same guy. It wasn't Ingersoll Lockwood or whatever who did the Baron von Trump time traveling thing. That would have been fucking wild. That would have been really cool. But I feel like it was around the same time period, which is interesting.
You have to Google and look that up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know, like I've said it before, I know artists can tap into shit. So it's possible that that person really was just like imagining writing this story and it like ended up coming true sometime later. Like, I know that that happens. It could also be their whole, you know, we tell you ahead of time exactly what's going to happen. So here's your warning.
It's from the 1950s. German turned American scientist Wernher von Braun. Yes, the Nazis' leading rocket man wrote. So Wernher von Braun
wrote
a novel called Mars Project. It takes place in then distant 1980 and features human colonists on Mars whose leader uses the title Elon.
Dude, Wernher von Braun wrote it. That's fucking crazy.
I didn't even know it was that crazy.
It makes a lot more sense though.
Yeah.
It actually kind of ties it all together.
Wow.
I do think though that we're getting to a point where it's going to be exactly that. It's going to be you're like straight up out of the news, this is what we're going to do to you. There's nothing that you can do to stop it. And if you try, you'll be part of the minority, and you will get squashed. The end. I think that we're that close to that. I already feel like that's where we're at, but obviously they twist it and turn it, and they do this, that, and the other distractions like we just talked about. But I really do think that we're pretty close to them just outright saying it now.
You're just saying they're not going to hide it anymore. They're not going to twist it at all. They're just going to be like, yeah, fuck you.
Pretty close to not hiding it, like Ben said. It's pretty much out there now.
I was going to say that too. They leave it out there, and we used to probably think of it as some sort of Easter egg that we figured out, but now it's very obvious to people, especially in this community. And I'm sure it's been going on forever, but we're finally like, oh, okay, I see now. And they're just going to have to stop, because as more and more people realize what's actually happening, they aren't even going to be able to, you know, hide it anymore.
Not going to be able to stop either.
I don't know if anyone cares. Sometimes people do. I had this one guy I worked with who, he brought up something, and I was like, you brought it up, fair game. So I like was telling him about robotics and Elon Musk and Neuralink and CERN, and he was like, no. He was like, none of that's real. And I like went, we were like, am I the computer? I was like, look, like it's all here. Like this, I'm not making this up. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, I broke his mind just by sharing this shit that's already been out there for decades, like forever, like robots.
But you have to follow that up with, oh yeah, by the way, considering that this is knowledge you can just look up, imagine how long it was going on before you could look it up and how much shit you can't look up that's happening. That would really blow his mind.
And by reptilians in human suits are the ones running it all. Like, that's what I should have done. So then I would just discount all of it in his mind.
You have to lead with that. Yeah.
It's just that cushions the blow somehow in the opposite way you would have expected. What is your guys' favorite conspiracy personally?
The moon, just because it's so almost easily verifiable that it's horseshit.
The moon itself or the moon landing?
All of it. But I mean, starting with the moon landing, but then that leads to what the fuck is the moon actually? And then are we on a flat plane? And it gets, you know, down the rabbit hole, like Ben was saying, you can do that ad infinitum or whatever it's called. But no, the actual moon landing, 1969, like that is one of the more interesting ones because there's so many pictures and facts, so-called facts surrounding it that are out there that you can be like, look, this was totally fake. It's so in your face.
I love it. Yeah. You can even go and see, I haven't done it, but you can go see like supposedly the original lander and you're like, stand next to it to see for yourself just how fake it is.
I think we've talked about that on Day Zero because Corey likes to pull up that picture of the lander with the gold foil on it and shit.
Well,
and
he had never looked into it before Day Zero.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was his, he was busting his cherry on the moon landing.
That fucking poor dude, like, he has poured so much time and energy into the JFK assassination that you bring up something that makes a little too much sense for him to ignore. He gets really upset about it because he's like, no, stop. I can't go down there. Oh, fuck. Okay. You ruined my head. Like I can't, now I have to look it up and now I'm going to be pissed at everything I find.
Jen, yeah, I love
what's
it.
Yours?
What's yours?
What's your favorite? Your favorite conspiracy.
I thought you were talking to Lene, Ben. Sorry. I did not know. Anyway, lag. But my favorite is that we are living in a simulation. I think it is most likely true in a way, not the same as a computer game necessarily, but we are all programmed in a way. Our environment is programmed around us. You can see equations that we have created kind of, but you can apply them across the board in this weird plane that we live on. So that's my favorite.
I would agree with that too, because it does explain a lot more shit. It explains the moon, or explains the moon. It explains flat and rounder. Like, it explains a lot if it really is that kind of a idea.
It explains a lot of how we're taught and NPCs around us, I guess, too. I was talking with someone about that earlier.
I know several.
I hate that idea. I've told you that before, but I used to hate the idea of NPCs, but it does make sense.
And then she spent 5 minutes on the freeway and was like, no, NPCs are definitely fucking real thing.
Yeah, when I lived in Massachusetts, I was like, I need to move as far away from this place as possible. There's a ton of those here. But no, I think that we live in some sort of simulation type thing. It doesn't... And we've listened to theories also for years where it just kind of comes out here and there. They kind of seed it into the news. could we be in a simulation? What would that be like? And then, you know, it always ends with a question. There's no actual answer to it, just that more and more scientists are thinking about it. And then it goes away for a while. But I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I don't personally think we're in a simulation, but I also don't see the difference between what we're in and what people describe as a simulation. And I love Howdy McCoskey's story where he talks about having turned down. So he was walking somewhere very intentionally, not having considered doing anything but walking this path to this place. And then suddenly it struck him to just like turn left and run as fast as he could. And so he had not considered it before he started doing it. And he ran to the end of this block he was not supposed to have been on, according to his own thought pattern and process and plan. And when he got to that street, there was nothing. There was no sound. There was no birds. There was no people moving. There was no cars. There was no breeze, like nothing. And he counted. And when he got to 10, everything just click, like turned on, the birds started going, people started coming out of their doors, like cars drove by. And I was like, dude, that's the, so that's
a computer program. That is exactly kind of what I'm talking about. I think there is some sort of control above us or in a different area. It doesn't have to be above or below, whatever. I think something can control us and does pretty frequently.
Or at the very least influence.
What he was describing would indicate that we control it, which is also what I feel like, having manifested amazing things that shouldn't have existed at all. So then it makes sense to me too, why there would be a controller class or a psychopath class that is so intent on controlling your mind more than anything else. That's what they want. 1984, they even spelled it out for us. Like, we'll go anywhere. We'll do anything to be able to control that space, because it's the last thing that we don't control or that we can't control outright otherwise. That makes no sense to me, that our minds actually create all of this. And again, like, you could call it a simulation or reality, it doesn't matter, it's the same thing. But there's not something else that like stuck us in here and is controlling us, but that we are just here controlling it. And we've been convinced that we control nothing and that we are controlled. And that is why we're controlled. It's like, it's in here.
Because we could end it at any moment and then that thing would no longer exist. That's exactly. Awesome.
That's like the idea of the co-creating reality with our consciousness or wherever. And that kind of ties into how we think of, well, current stance on what like God could be is that it's like the fractalized form. We're, you know, attributes of whatever God is, just experiencing itself through everything. Heard an interesting thing on water the other day too, and about how water could be like the alien. I can't remember. I'd have to go back
it
over.
Is, but like, it is the matrix.
Water is in everything. Yeah, water is everything. You're a big jug of water, like, and water seems to have memory with that Dr. Emoto, I think that was his name, that was doing all those tests with water and the crystals and all that shit. So it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Water is everything.
And beyond him, scientists have done experiments too with the memory specifically, that water that is like 100% sterilized, purified, whatever, can actually be used to recreate an AIDS virus, if you want to go there, that had been in the water before it was sterilized, purified, and contained nothing left in it. So it like held the memory of everything that had ever been in it. So weird. Water is super weird.
I think, I thought you were raising your hand.
No, sorry.
So I think when it comes to Joe took the moon, which has always been, I'd say that's my favorite only because it was one of the earlier conspiracy theories that I was introduced to a long time ago that I, in my opinion, believed from a very young age after seeing it. But obviously, as of doing this show and seeing and hearing as many, you know, conspiracies as we have, one of my favorites to entertain is the whole 1840 to 1860 Tartaria mudslide, and the idea that the orphan trains were then the 30 to 40 year olds that met in the summit of 1890, which is when they turned over teaching flat earth to the Helioistic and all of that. I think that that is very interesting to entertain. Come around the time of the century, you saw less than a billion people, and, you know, supposedly our world is however long or however many years old. And then in 130 years, it jumps from 1 billion from all time before that to 8 billion. And obviously all the massive shit that we have seen in the past 120, 130 years. And now a more far, I don't know, it's funny because I want to say it's far-fetched, but I really don't know if it is the idea that post-World War II, 1947 Roswell, the creation of the CIA, the OSA, all of those things, and then leading into this idea of Operation Paperclip and the idea that the Fourth Reich never actually got squashed, or sorry, the Third Reich never actually got squashed. It was just setting the precedence and the ground level for a Fourth Reich, which has been featured in video games and movies and, you know, obviously all kinds of stuff. I think that's a very interesting one. But I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it is something that I'm like, too many things happened post 1945 globally, where you really started seeing, I mean, 14 years. No, sorry. 24 years later, we had the supposed moon landing after a world war that literally had nothing to do with anything other than blood, sweat and tears, machinery and raw manpower. And the next thing you know is within a quarter of a century, we're supposedly going to the moon with all this technology that supposedly we lost after that. Too much there. Too many of the Nazi scientists getting picked apart between the USSR and America, Argentina, like you mentioned earlier, where it's basically where they sent a shitload of Nazis and they found Nazi hideouts and like all this fucking shit. I'm like, see, I wouldn't be surprised if that has been a groundwork level of a Fourth Reich for since it collapsed.
And that is the other weird thing is that leads into Antarctica, and that's another one of my favorites because that is such a huge mystery that we could, in theory, we could figure out what's going on if you had the resources and the funds, but you can't get close to it. We've seen those videos of these fishermen coming up close to Antarctica, and there's a fucking massive battleship that's like, turn around. Like,
you can go on an expedition there, but who knows if they're really sending you to Antarctica.
It's just one little corner where the penguins are.
Some random island. It's obviously guided. It's $10,000, so only the elites can go there. Or if you just happen to have 10K set.
It's just weird that all these politicians and stuff are going down there all the time visiting. Like, what science are you doing down there?
I was going to say, I don't even know if they can go there. I think it's because we, Admiral Byrd and all that whole fiasco, right, where they supposedly went down and then were like bombarded with who knows what that seemed like alien technology to them. So I'm like, what's in Antarctica? And like you said, they seem like they're summoned there. Like, okay, world leaders, come to Antarctica. And they all just like go and do whatever they do there.
I like how you did a penguin walk with that.
Yeah.
Is it Mitt Romney or no?
Al Gore?
No, somebody just went down there a couple years ago at a really weird time. Was
John
it
Kerry? Lindsay
John
Kerry.
Okay. Yes.
They were like, all right, John Kerry, it's time for you to pull off the ultimate climate deception. He's like, I thought he did.
Come down here in your private jet. Thank you.
I like that idea, too, with the Antarctica thing that, you know, if it is a flat plane, that's the ice wall that keeps the water in our oceans or whatever. But I also like that theory that this is weather a much larger globe, and that's why all the math and all the things that we think makes it flat seem like it makes it flat, when actually it's just that we're on a tiny, tiny, tiny part of a much larger globe. And then beyond Antarctica would be all this other land, all these other places, perhaps other.
And the idea that every 2,400 years that ice wall is kind of going like this around that big part of land. See, I like that idea. I'm not saying I really entertain it as the idea of fact, but we're also talking about all of the information that we have been relayed, which, again, is going down the rabbit hole of how far do we want to go with the idea that everything we've been told is a lie, what all is true, if everything's a lie, what do we actually think? I'm like, see, I could totally see that being real as well. Jen mentioned it earlier, how you see these little tidbits that end up coming out, whether it be Sim Theory and The Matrix. They've now, Kong versus Godzilla, they put the idea that the entrance to the center of the Earth is in Antarctica. You have the Tomorrow War that Chris Pratt did, where he goes to Antarctica, where he's fighting some of the aliens. And I'm like, see, I don't know if that's controlled opposition or if they're putting it in there because it's such a widespread conspiracy that they don't know the truth to either, that it's like, well, people are thinking this these days. We might as well put it in a movie and scratch their backs. Like, I don't fucking know.
It's the same with pop artists now, you know, like they'll come out and they'll have all their like, they're like, all right, bathtub with blood in it, check. Like checkerboard floors, check. Like one eye, check. Like they're just like, it's like, and then people are like, look, they're in the Illuminati. And I'm like, or they just know what's really popular and gonna get them views. Like,
yeah,
right.
And that's, we had this conversation with Jaren from Jarenism the other day. I'm like, I like the people that break down these videos and they're like, look, this is their symbology here, 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 whatever. But you get too lost in that, and they make it seem like the artists are actually the ones doing that, like they have any right. creative control in the music video. No, they don't. Are you Megan Thee Stallion? Doesn't fucking know what she's doing. They tell her to go to a set and they're like, do this, and then you juggle your ass and then you leave and good, call it a day. And then the video comes out and it's all this crazy symbolism and stuff. So it's not, I don't think it could be the artist, but I think for the most part these are just dum-dums that either can or can't sing, and whoever's opinion, and the directors are the one, or you know, whoever's making the fucking video are the ones that are actually putting that stuff in there. So it's always the ones you don't know. It's the names you don't know that you got to watch out for. Don't look out for these fucking, oh, Jay-Z's in the Illuminati because he made this diamond. I'm not gonna even do it. Somebody's gonna screen capture it. But
I know. You
know, it's not Jay-Z. He doesn't fucking know what he's doing.
That in my opinion. I think you're probably totally right. And then I even wonder, like, how many of them are MK'd or just like mind, you know, controlled, and then
right.
they're just literally being like, all right, you're on now. And then they start doing whatever this shit. And then they're like, okay, now you're off. Go to your little cubicle or whatever. Like, we think they're so like fancy and, you know, their lifestyle is so glamorous. And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like it's pretty sad and shitty. And I feel really bad for almost all of them. I don't know if you guys remember that kid. It was like Island Boys, maybe, or maybe I'm mixing him up with someone. I don't know, because I don't know anything. But He's either one of them or like someone who was popular at the same time. But he came out on TikTok and he was like doing a live, and he was like, look, guys, like, I mean, he was barely speaking English, to be honest. So I'm speaking much more clearly than he ever could. But he was like, I sold my soul last week and I haven't felt the same since then. And I'm like, but again, I do think people do literally sell their souls for these contracts and these agreements and these things. Maybe he did do that, but I also am like, well, that's a really good way to get a lot of followers and attention. So
yeah,
I don't know.
On did TikTok.
He? Yeah. I'm a big TikTok guy.
Yeah, more people. He was influencing more people to do that too.
Good point. Yeah, poisoning.
Yeah.
Lene, what's your favorite conspiracy?
I don't really have one. I just like to talk about them and entertain them, because at the end of the day, for me, I don't get hung up on them. They don't really matter, because I don't necessarily believe in any of them or that any will come to fruition. Like, my whole belief system stems on energy. So like, just all of that stuff is just more fanciful notion. I don't know.
Yeah. It's all just dressing and like fun time and good, really, really well done storylines.
Pretty much. Might be true. I don't know.
It's really funny, because every time we get in with the podcast, up until she started regularly joining, I'd come down and be like, oh, it's really good. Like, we talked about this, we talked about that. And she's like, yeah, that sounds just more like another distraction. And I'm like, oh, I mean, god damn it. Yeah, you're right. Like, fuck. Like, I mean, we talk about a lot of these things, whether it be the moon landing or sim theory, and it's almost now morphing into the part where it's like, even the conspiracy theories that people are pushing as truth, in my opinion, have now become one of the new distractions and controlled oppositions. And that's the shitty part about getting to a place where you can't trust anything. How do you leave the rabbit hole? It's like, when you start to really peel into things and feel like that you're finding something that you weren't told, it's like, but is the fact that I'm finding it part of their plan? So do I just retract everything? Do I keep following down it? Again, I'm in the same place that I've been for about a year, where it's like, all of this is really good to entertain as a possibility. And I'm at a point now where I wouldn't be surprised if any and all of them were true. All of them at the same time, they were all fucking true. There's reptilians. We didn't go to the moon. There's the Tartaria mudslide. It's flat earth. Fucking all of it. Let's say all of it's fucking true. I'd be like, oh, yeah, no shit. All right. Well, yeah.
Gotta go to work tomorrow.
Yeah. I gotta take a shit and take my pots and go to sleep, because I gotta work in the morning. Like, that's kind of like where I am falling right now. But at the same time, if it ended up coming out conclusively, which again, how do you trust that none of these are true? It's like, yeah,
or absolutely everything is true,
or absolutely it's one or the other, or it's all of it, or it's none of it. I fucking don't know.
That's where we get called fence sitters, because we're in the middle and we're getting pummeled by both sides that want us to just be like, no, it's this. And just, you know, and
well, anybody who needs you to agree with them or promote their favorite theory can go fuck themselves. Like, we're not codependent enough to give a shit what you need. Like, I'm living my life for me. I'm totally with you. And my constant take on everything is like, okay, well, what does it matter? What can you do about it? And what's the best course of action for yourself? And that's all that really, like, I care to take from any of it, except that I love mysteries and stories and talking about it and thinking about it. But in reality, I always come back to, and that's where I was with all the things we talked about. Like, even if the moon landing was fake, does it actually affect my life? No. Does it affect my life if the moon is real or not real? Like, no. Does it affect my life if we're in a simulation? No. Does it affect my life if there's NPCs? No. And so I think, like, the coolest thing we could ever do is not be codependent fucks who need other people to validate our beliefs for us, like whoever is calling you a fence sitter, but also ask ourselves that, like, well, what is my life about? What am I here for? What am I doing? What do I want from this? And given those things, what matters? Does any of that matter? Not really. No. Actually, no, what matters is if I go hang out with my chickens for a little while and sit under the sky and smell the flowers. Like, that's what I mean,
being a fence sitter sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fences are cool.
that's part of the thing that I keep coming back to is that I'm like, we know that we're being lied to in some way, shape, or form. We know that that is the truth, ironically, is that we're being lied to. I don't think we're ever going to conclusively know if any of these conspiracy theories, lies, truths can ever actually be validated, because our entire world has been so fucking muddled with the ability to try and find truth.
It's all gaslighting.
It's all gaslighting, where I'm like you said, does it matter? It's like, we know we're being lied to some degree, if not a large degree. So does it fucking matter if, like you said, if sim theory is true? Nah, it's not going to make a difference, because I still have to pay my fucking electricity bill at the end of the month, or fucking whatever.
Or find a way not to.
Or find a way not to. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things you could do with that.
The way I look at it is with the moon thing, though, like, it makes you think about it when you go outside. So I'm not thinking about this shit in, you know, like, oh man, it's going to make us.
It doesn't consume.
It's just funny, when I go outside, I look at the moon, I'm like,
what the fuck are you? Yeah. Yeah, which is fun though. Like, I like that. It's just like, it's, I like thinking about like ghosts or aliens or whatever, or if trees have consciousness or all these things. That makes life fun for me. So this is funny too. I've had people say to me like, "Oh, well, you're just scared all the time. You're a conspiracy theorist." I'm like, I'm never scared. I'm not scared of any of this. I'm scared of reality that we can actually prove, which is that like politicians lie and corporations don't have our best interests at mind, and they have a lot of power over us. Seemingly, that scares me. China scares me. That we don't have to be conspiracy theorists to go about the things that actually scare me. It scares me that people are out there, they do seem like NPCs. And as someone pointed out in the chat, ever since they've received their experimental medicines, they seem more and more like incapable of thought and function. There's something I just saw that said that fatal car accidents and other types of car accidents went up like 47% or something. And I was like, I can imagine, because I go driving and I'm like, what has happened? No one seems to even understand where they are or what they're doing. I know that I sound old, but I know that this has been happening a lot of my life, but it seems much worse than it's been. So like, there's real things we can look at and say like, that scares me, but this stuff, this is just fun. I like this stuff.
No, it's totally true. Like, the town that we have grown up in has supposedly never really changed much in population size. It's been hovering around 100,000 to 125,000 people, depending on how far the outskirts you really want to include in that number. But for instance, traffic has gotten exponentially worse, like every 5 years or so to the previous marker.
Weird.
And it's not just more congested, they're dumber. Like, every single time I get on the road, it's like, wow, everybody took their stupid pills today, because today was a great example. There was, first of all, I didn't know that they made, you know, HHRs, Chevy HHRs. They're the like kind of retro looking.
Oh, looks like a
PT Cruiser.
Kind of. Linnea has one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was a HHR Super Sport. First of all, I didn't know that they fucking made a Super Sport of that vehicle. Never would have
applied a super sport anything to one of those. But this guy was pulling out of a green light. Everybody else at the four corners was stopped with their red light. And he pulls out and literally gets to the center of the intersection, stops, and goes like this. And looks around. And I'm sitting there waiting. Go. Go. You're turning left. Go. And so finally,
he turns left.
Then at the very next intersection, it turns green and he does the same shit. Now I'm behind him. I'm like, motherfucker, I have shit to do today. Let's get the fuck going. So I definitely think that it's getting worse and I'm not really sure where it's coming from. Reading has gotten way more congested and traffic and fucking retards.
There's a lot more housing, so there's more people for sure.
There's got to be more people. I think they just haven't taken a census in a long time.
They just moved the borders in so that the population would stay the same.
Did that by burning down half of California. That automatically kind of constricted everything in the cities.
That's why
the housing market here is so terrible right now. One of the reasons is because everything is rented out. After the crazy fires in, I think it was 2018, 2019, somewhere around there. But there was such an influx of people from the mountains because their shit burned down. So they had to come find a shitty apartment. This old guy was like, I lived in Paradise. It's a town that's about an hour away from us, but the whole town burned down. And this old dude's like 85 years old, had to find this shitty apartment on my delivery route because he had nowhere to move. Like he just couldn't go anywhere else. So yeah, we definitely saw, I mean, that's another conspiracy theory of burning shit down or forcing people into the
energy weapons.
Yeah, even that.
See, and that one, so those are the type ones that I'm like, yeah, that matters, actually. I mean, because it's weird, too. Like, people think that they wouldn't use directed energy weapons. Well, they're not interested in those. I'm like, why? When has a military or a government not been interested in literally any type of weapon, including psychic people? Like, they'll go into the woo.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't they use the tech? Like, that's a bizarre to me, but that's what people really believe for some reason. And even though we have stuff like that where it's clearly like, oh, look, we burned, or like it just so happened to burn exactly along this like power line or this train line that we want to install or like whatever. Like,
where all the structures are torched to the ground, but the tree in the front yard is like untouched.
The garbage can right next to the house, like 2 inches from it, totally fine. I'm like, it's plastic. It melts in heat. Like, what, how do you look at that and not? But there's so many things. Like, I just saw a picture of a Ukrainian, supposedly, again, everything out of Ukraine is seemingly fake. But there was a picture of like a bomb that went off in a city in Ukraine. And all the windows in the buildings are 100% perfect. The building material itself, perfect. There's just like 3 cars overturned and like laying against the building and like some burnt stuff around it. And we're supposed to think a bomb went off.
What? Yeah, I posted a meme on that on Instagram earlier. That exact
maybe that's
thing.
Where I saw it. I probably saw it from yours.
I want to buy some Ukrainian windows because they're untouched in an
explosion. Yes, it was yours. I was like, but this is all we've seen out of Ukraine. Allegedly, and I'm sure like we're supposed to say something about how it's all totally real and you should go buy a flag and start screaming at anyone who loves Russian tea cakes or something. But that's all the stuff. Like they've from the beginning, it's all been fake and it still continues to be fake. So like what's even happening? Is there a war going on anywhere? I don't know. I know Yemen seems fucked, but
I know we sent Ukraine billions of dollars.
More money.
Ahead of the invasion, we had that conversation where it's like, dude, in the 6 months prior to being invaded, they got dumped on by all of the NATO countries with all the weapons, all of the self-defense weapons. And I'm like, and everybody acted so surprised when they invaded. But the only argument that I have to that is our sister living there, which up until a month before they got back, they just went back to Ukraine like a couple of weeks before it got invaded. And we asked them about this whole escalation thing. And she's like, yeah, the Russian troops are always there. Like that whole 175,000 on the border. She's like, they're always there. Nobody's worried about it. She's like, the US just puts it in their news rotation as soon as they want to get something out of Russia. So they get them to move back. They get what they want. And then they stop reporting it. And the Russians come back to the border. And then 3 months later, they're actually getting invaded. It's the only thing that's probably the only thing that I'm like, oh, I do think something's happening over there. To what extent, how it's happening, who's in bed with who. I don't know any of that shit. But I do know that my brother-in-law and sister finally got out of Ukraine and into Romania, and they heard bombs, they heard the planes, they heard all of that stuff. But I don't know how much of it is true. Who's doing what? Who's the pawns and who's the player?
Yeah.
As far as I know, they've never actually seen anything. They heard explosions. So this is where you go real deep into this shit, where with all the faked footage, all the CGI, all the videos from 2 years ago, why? If it's that bad, there should be plenty of TikTok videos, plenty of actual real life shit going on. And then, the dead bodies, there was like 50 body bags and one of them moves and it ended up being from a protest from like 2018 or some shit. It's like, that's awesome. Why are you having to do that? Like, if this is happening, why are you doing this?
Yeah, why do you have to fake it?
They shouldn't even have footage like that available. It's obvious.
Right. It's so staged. Right.
They just want us to believe so bad. They think we're so stupid that we will look at this and say, oh no, it was just a mistake. It was a clerical error. It must be something else. It must be real. I found the real video now. This is the real footage. Yeah. It's
okay. Just like all the shit with COVID, where they're like, look absolutely how fucked up this is. And you're like, that's Italy. And they're like, it's in New York City. And you're like, that's literally Italy, though. We saw it in Italy like 5 days ago.
Girl, it's a city with waterways in between it. That's not New York.
Like, well, we had to just pull footage because we were just in a hurry. I'm like, okie dokie. Like, the more you fake shit, the less I believe you. Exactly. But apparently the more you fake shit, the more other people do believe you.
Look at TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, and then we had the whole trans Ukrainian woman who, that was like a big deal. It was like a TikTok about like, I just want to leave, but I can't leave because I'm trans. And I'm like, so you can't take your wig off to cross out of a war zone? Like, that's how committed to the delusion you are? Like, that's intense, dude. Because like, if I needed to save my life, I would take a wig off no matter what my identity was.
I can't go against my own integrity to get out of a, I'm afraid of dying. But I can't save my own life by taking off the things I put on to feel like I'm being who I'm supposed to be.
You're like, dude, okay. People, I mean, allegedly people in like Auschwitz and shit, like hid inside of the shitter, like in the porta potty, in the poop to sort of save their lives. I think you can take a wig off. I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to skip that soundbite out for myself.
I'm sure, like, I've probably done like 72 things that YouTube will strike my channel for on this. So I shouldn't have even streamed to YouTube. I'm so hopeful sometimes.
Fuck it, whatever.
Well, I'm sure we want to start to wrap things up eventually, but I want to ask you as well as like, on the surface level of things, I guess we just discussed a lot of it, but maybe there's more that you want to pull up about like, what's your favorite aspect of the absolute clown show that we're supposed to believe is reality? Like politically, economically, socially, or whatever else.
I mean, I guess COVID's way too obvious. I'm trying to keep up on the last couple weeks. I kind of check out every once in a while. I don't know. Maybe the Will Smith one more recently.
Like the surface level of what we're supposed to believe is reality, like the clown show itself. What's your favorite part of that right now? So yeah, like the Will Smith thing or like.
I think anything that I repeatedly see on Facebook, which naturally I watch all of them, and it would be a great idea, whether it be Will Smith and the slap heard around the world, or the whole Joe Rogan and Spotify deal, or Elon Musk, the Johnny Depp trial. All of them are laughable. I mean, it's all just like, okay, nobody cares. No, nobody cares. But the crazy part is how many people do care? Like, I think that is actually probably my favorite part. It's not the stuff that I look at and go, all right, that's a distraction. That's a distraction. No, it's reading the comments of people that are legitimately concerned for Johnny Depp. I'm like, what? You guys live all the way across the world and watch his movies. Why the fuck are you worried about him? He's in a defamation lawsuit suing her for $50 million, and that's a penny compared to what he usually has. And everybody's like, no, he's such a good guy. It's like, how the fuck do you know?
He's an actor. He's a fucking actor.
Just like the president of Ukraine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the United States.
Not too.
He's not a very good actor.
No, none of them really are. My favorite recently was Tiny Fauci coming out and saying that that it's an atrocity that the courts would try to decide an issue of constitutionality and that we should leave that sort of thing to unelected health organizations like the CDC. That's my favorite recent clown show moment.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe that dude's still relevant. He's making his way out, but it's not quick enough. Like, just go leave this dimension, liberate yourself from your body.
Liberate yourself from your body. You can do it, Tiny. We believe in you.
That too, my favorite is that the day that my daughter went to visit her family in Indiana and came back on April 18th, which was the same day that the mask mandate was supposed to end. It did not, but it did after she landed. So she had to wear a mask the whole flight. Then it ended maybe 2 hours after she landed. Nobody at the airport was wearing a mask anyway, where we live, which was really bomb. And every article I saw was the confusion that's created from the mask mandate being lifted. They were all confused by it.
Just confused about
not doing it anymore. They slapped it on their face when they were told to. What's so confusing about just taking it off? But they were very confused. So we're supposed to believe that masks are still safe and effective. I'm sure it will be coming back at some point. They wanted to see how far they could go. It might be something different.
In the interest of YouTube, we are 100% pro mask. Everybody should wear one.
They're very effective.
Their experimental medicine. Get it in you. Inject it immediately. That's just for YouTube.
I totally agree with these statements. That. And you can get a mask, ironically, with the Rogue Ways logo on it. So clearly I support masking all the time. I know. I don't know how to not do it with the thing I'm doing. It's just like one of the options. I'm like, can I make that one just like a pile of shit that says I'm retarded on it? Like just that.
That's I need to get a mask that says Rogue Ways. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to get a mask that says Rogue Ways and then also a hat. Wear them at the same time, but the hat says... Go ahead, liberate yourself from your body. And wear and the mask.
If people can hide in the shit to survive, you can take off your wig, bitch. Just go full Lindsay. I want to have you guys share where people should come and listen to you and watch you more and all your beautiful shows and the things you're doing and anything else you want to promote.
Well, if you want to watch the show live, it's here on Rockfin. That's the only place we stream to because I'm too lazy to figure out YouTube. And I really don't want to mess with, you know, liberating yourself from your body, all that stuff, you know. So just on Rockfin is the live show. But then after that, we put out audio and all the podcast things. So you can hear it there, too.
I love it. And it's Patreon. Legit you do bet. Have Patreon. Oh, patreon.com/legitbet, I'm guessing.
It's something like that. Yeah.
You guys will figure it out.
Well, tell our listeners though where they can find you too, because since this is going to be a swap cast.
Yes, thank you. Rogue Ways is on Rockfin. It's on YouTube. Unfortunately, it's on SoundCloud, which is the least often viewed or listened, but it's also on every podcast app, including Spotify. I keep talking about how stupid I've been for many years, not understanding that I could just do a few clicks and be on Spotify. But there it goes. So now it's there too, finally. And my audience is like, yeah, good job, Lindsay. I finally figured it out. So you can literally listen to it anywhere podcasts are now, unless there's yet another proprietary podcast app that I don't know about. That's true.
Probably.
So rogueways.org is my site and there's all kinds of more stuff there. And thank you for letting me shout that out. Okay. Final thoughts. What are your final messages or thoughts that you guys want to share with people?
Just use your fucking turn signals. That's it.
For the love of Christ, be aware of the fact that you're driving when you're driving.
I feel so bad for Joe. He's going into the work week tomorrow. He's a fucking courier and he's like, oh fuck, it's such a shit. Just use your turn signals, guys. Yes.
Sorry. I'm sorry for on behalf of humanity.
Yeah. Jen, what you got? No. Final thoughts? Fair.
So I'm actually going to agree with Joe on this only because I'm teaching my daughter how to drive right now. Don't drive like a fucking asshole. Use your turn signals and maybe assume that the person who's driving really slow in front of you is a teenage driver. Pretend that instead of some motherfucking retard that you're going to pass on a double yellow line. Okay.
I'm going to have to clip that one out too.
Person.
Yeah. Motherfucking retard.
That's a great point. Great set Good. Of points. I love your commitment to one another's points too.
Final thoughts?
Don't stick that big black donger in her face.
I like
that. Wow. You. Now you're going to get kicked off YouTube, Lindsay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's worth it.
All right, guys. Thank you for having us on. And we'll let Ben go night-night. And what are you looking at me like that for? You?
Maybe he has a final thought.
Fucking final thought, bro.
Sorry.
Don't worry. It's very quick. To quote the rapper Tom McDonald, racism is gay. If you're offended, that's retarded. Those are my final thoughts.
Very well said. Well, thank you also for having me on your guys' show. I love the simulcast thing, even though it's like a little bit awkward. It was really fun to hang out with you, as always. So I have a whole outro, unless you want to do something.
Oh, go for it.
All right, fellow travelers of the path, it is a beautiful thing, and this has been your analog electric concentric dose of wisdom, according to the legit Bat crew, Joe, Jen, Ben, and Lene. Thank you for being here tonight. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Amazing.
You too. Bye-bye. And when satire stops being discernible from truth, when you're no longer allowed to make fun of the absurdity that has become reality, when the light of the dawn seems 10 million miles away, it is time to laugh. Remember the truth in your soul that all of this is a game for fools and that we won't win it by engaging their dull intellect and lack of emotional balance. Laugh and reach within to the part of you that remembers it was always a joke, and the gem you create with your own internal balance is what will light the way back to sanity. Until you arrive, travel well, aim for balance, and always look inside first.